It's the Disrespectful Lady Show, and I'm your host, Dr. J. Why go on? Hey. I don't know why it feels like I haven't spoken to you in a minute, but it feels like that. It feels like I haven't really talked to you in a minute. I don't know. It was a long weekend for me. Yes, it was a long weekend for me. Well, first I'm supposed to see how you're doing. How you're feeling. How you're going. Why really are you, you know? Alright. I care. You matter. And it's important to check in. It's important to let you know that you're a winner. You're a winner and you're here. So I was a little bit down, but I'm feeling better now. Yeah, because a situation occurred and it made me feel a way and I didn't quite know how to handle it. So, let's say, per se, because I don't know if I want to just divulge all the information, but I'm going to. So, here it goes. Let's say that someone close to you works for someone close to you, and then they have to fire the person that is close to you, and like I said, it just, you know, both parties, and now you're like feeling away. I'm like feeling away now. I guess that's why they say don't mix business with pleasure. Makes sense now, really does. Not for mixed business with pleasure. But, you know, the person that was working, the employee, was new to the job market, new to the working force, new to jobbing. So, yeah, it might take them a minute to kind of get into the flow of working, but they were just new to that field and new to the whole idea of work period, shall we say, and didn't necessarily make the right decisions and make the right choices. And, of course, you could do better, you know, and regardless of even how you might feel about a job, it doesn't feel good to be fired. It just doesn't. Like, it sucks. It really feels terrible. Who wants to be fired from a job? It's just not a good feeling. Just like, so the person close to me got fired. It almost made me feel like I got fired, you know, especially because I'm the one that got them the job. So it's like, dang, how you messed that up, son? Like, for real, how you messed that up? Oh, made me feel bad. You know how that feels? Because you know it's messy. Anytime you hook somebody up with a job and they go and up the job, it's like, dang, yo. So I was in my feeling about it and, you know, felt away. And then another situation occurred where someone close to me was just mentally not having a good moment, was mentally breaking down and having a serious moment. Like I said, they were having like a crazy moment. And just mentally not holding it together. And then they were worried about the fact that they reached out in their moment. And I had to explain to them, like, yo, nah, you did the best thing. You did the right thing. You let somebody know. You let somebody know that you weren't at a good place. You let somebody know that you needed help. And I was so grateful for that opportunity. And I was so grateful and thankful that you let somebody know that you needed help. So I say this to say both situations was just humbling, you know? Like, who doesn't make mistakes? Who doesn't? You know? Who doesn't make mistakes? We all make mistakes. In that moment, like the first situation, I could have got tight with the person, and I wanted to, because I'm like, dang, like, you know, that's my name. When you hook somebody up with a job, that's your name you're putting on the line, you know? And just to have the patience in that moment, you know? I was on my phone strolling, and I came across a message. Because, you know, the universe is aligned. So anytime, whatever you're looking for, you're going to find. If you're looking for inspiration, you're looking for some kind of answer, you're going to find it. God's going to give it to you. That's what you're asking for. So in that moment, I think I needed to hear or read something that just gave me a little clarity. And again, it made me realize that we all make mistakes, and it's the way you treat people when they make mistakes. It's really a challenge. And it's, you know, when you're at work and you're fortunate enough to be the supervisor and someone makes a mistake and you're screaming it out to the whole place, like, you messed up, you know. You're supposed to whisper that, like, yo, you messed up. And you're supposed to praise them loud, like, yo, good job, good job. I've said this before, but it's just a nice reminder in my moment, in my day, and just how do you treat people? Oh, having patience. What's your attitude like? Oh, you sour, you salty. You salt. What you like? What's your attitude like when someone makes a mistake? We gotta check ourselves. I am not above it. You gotta check ourselves. So I had to really try to be patient through that, and I'm grateful. It's just like, it was humbling. I was able to come back to both parties with a different mindset and a different kind of a peace and a different kind of a energy that they may have needed, that would have allowed them to get through their moment. Because real talk, it wasn't even about me. It was all about them. We have these little inconveniences in our minds, but real talk, like, you, if I stopped and recognized what they were going through and put myself in their shoes, it's like, how would I feel, you know, in either one of those moments? Yeah. So I want to come on here and share that with you, with y'all, and see how y'all doing. Mind who you surround yourself with. Sometimes you gotta stop and look, pay attention to the people you have around you. Who you got around you? Who's supporting you? Who's allowing you to make mistakes? My sister and I have a joke. If I mess up and I go ahead and go do some dumb it, and I just do some dumb it, whatever it may be, I'm gonna do some dumb it, okay? Excuse me. So if I go and do some dumb it, okay? And I come back and I'm crying and my eyeballs fall out, she gonna pick them up and blow them off and pop them back in and soothe me and love me and allow me to cry and hurt and allow me to make my mistake. Thank you, sis. Allows me to be messy, and her attitude is decent through it. But who's surrounding you? Who's comforting you? You know what I mean? Like, it's like who's surrounding you? When you look around your life, you know, do you feel warm, embraced? You know, you can look in front, you know somebody got you. You look left, you look right, you turn around. Yo, who's surrounding you? Who you surrounding yourself with, right? That's what we say. It's important. Pay attention. Who's loving you? Who's making sure you're okay? Who's calling to check on you? Who's sending you a text? Who's making time for you? Remember, we got less time than we think, y'all. So, who making time for you? What sacrifices did that make for you? It's deep for me. I got a joke too. We say that there's no new friends. You get to a particular age in life, it's like no new friends. I'm good with the ones that I got. It's not easy being of a friend, a real friend. You know what I mean? I think that people them that have 100 friends and think that they got 200 and 300 people they know, it's like, I don't know if you that good of a person. Like, I don't know if you could stretch yourself that much and give of yourself that much of yourself to any one person. I mean, like, dang. Oh, I'm good with two or three. I might be good with one. No, but I'm blessed and fortunate to have had friends in different times in my life. I've made friends from school and college, and I've made friends before school and college, growing up as a young teenager. I've made friends as a mature working woman at different places of businesses. I've made friends in different from different act to just family friends. Like, I have been so fortunate, and I have a nice abundance to pull from. Yeah, I do. So we had a joke that no new friends, but it's such a blessing when you find good, genuine people. I have to say, I'm very fortunate. there that you can find some really good, still genuine, good people. So we're not gonna say no new friends, cause you never know. No, we give it up to life. We chuck it up to letting it do what it do. Oh, there was this video that I saw that was so dope. I don't know if you remember. Most of you might have seen it on Instagram. It's of this homeless man that's talking to somebody in a car. And he's just reminding you that life is the journey, you know? That it really is just in being in that moment and enjoying today, right now, you listening to me. This is the Disrespectful Lady Show. What's up? The DL Show. I love that. Disrespectful Lady. Hey. Yeah, so how do I go there? How do I do this? So it's a guy, and he has like a nice, I think he has like dreads and it's some gray in the front, older guy, but he's like talking in the car and he's just like, he's dropping the knowledge and he's like, yo, your trip is what the journey is. It's like, yeah, you're driving to this beautiful water park and you know, you're driving to the Poconos. It's like, once you get there, you get there. You know, the drive there can be so much of the vacation in itself that don't take it for granted. Wherever it is that we are going or wherever it is that you want to be at in life, it's the journey. For me, it's getting up and being able to do this show and committing to it and putting in the time. I am so humbly grateful, and I'm reminding myself along the way to just really enjoy the moment of just sitting here in my room, just talking into a laptop and doing my own little edit and snippet. And yeah, it's kind of dope. It feels really good. And this is just the beginning, and I can see myself in no time really perfecting this and getting better at this, because I'm practicing to be that chick. Do you understand? Do you understand, Wagwan? You know? Nasa? You not know? You understand? You understand? But I am. You know, y'all know I'm an honorary West Indian. Y'all know this. But yeah, this is my journey. This is my doing what I want to do, and cannot wait to see where it takes me and when we're going to get where we're going to get. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter how long it takes. It's just to enjoy today, to enjoy this moment. And I want to remind you, you already know, but it's a nice reminder that life is a journey. And again, we're all winners. We're here. We're the ones. We've been chosen. We are here. We're getting to live life. We're getting to experience what being here is. So really, it's important for us to continue to push and enjoy today, to be in the moment, to be in this exact moment, and to be grateful for this moment and enjoy it, appreciate it, look around you and bask in it, soak it up. All right, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Share. Tell a friend about me so they could tell a friend about me, so they could tell a friend about the Disrespectful Lady Show. All right. Drink your water. Mind your business. Suck in your belly. Keep it simple. It's the disrespectful lady.